Today on the Stray FM Health and Wellbeing Show, we are talking about some really, really important things that you may have heard about in the news and increasingly over the past few years. We are talking about social isolation of elderly people. We are talking about the incredible ways that communities are coming together, particularly in the Craven and Silsden area. And we're also doing a lovely visit today to Silsden, to Springbank Care Home. I am with two people. I'm with Sarah O'Connor, who is the Deputy Manager in Craven. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Beth.
And I'm also with Jane Johnson, who is the Activities Coordinator here in Silsden at Springbank. Hello, Jane.
Good morning, Beth.
Sarah, let's talk a little bit about, well, the topic that we're talking about today is combating social isolation, particularly in the elderly. There's been quite a lot of research about it, which you have got some facts and statistics on.
Yeah, so over probably the last couple of decades, actually, various people have been looking at social isolation and the damage it can do on our health. Age UK did a study and published in 2015 that said that actually social isolation can be as damaging to health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day, and it's more damaging than obesity. Loneliness and isolation has been something that's been very much overlooked, particularly for our older population. Being lonely, living on your own, can actually lead to increased chance of cognitive decline. And apparently there's a 64% increased chance of developing dementia. Our owners actually own four care homes. Although we're all independent of each other, we all like to share our ideas and work together. So there's a Gilroyd nursing home at Guiseley, a Steeton Court nursing home at Steeton, the lovely Springbank Care Home, which is our residential home out of the four at Silsden, and then Craven Nursing Home, where I work up in Skipton. So we constantly share ideas and come together. It's just about sharing best practice for the care of our older people.
Let's talk specifically about Springbank here in Silsden, then, where we are. Jane, you are the activities coordinator, so you, more than anyone, kind of know the importance of having great things to do day to day, flexibility, and bringing what's going on outside of Springbank into Springbank. So tell me a little bit about what you guys get up to and what are some of the highlights.
Well, we get up to a lot.
Yeah.
It's a vast a range of things we can do, from just relaxing and stretching, games, quizzes, crafts, music, singing. We have a morning newspaper meeting where we discuss the topics of the day that are in the newspaper and what's really happening outside, be it weather, anything. That just encourages residents then to call on other topics they're interested in talking about. And then we tend to sort of plan our day from there. We also have a luncheon club where people from the village come in and join us in our home and have lunch with us. It's different people to talk to, and it allows the community to see what we're doing as well.
We'll come back to you now, Sarah. It's not just here in Silsden that there's all this fantastic work going on in the community. You are predominantly based in Skipton, and you have quite a lot going on in the Craven area too.
Yes, we do. One thing that I'm very much involved with is I actually chair a group of Craven care homes. 13 care homes we have in Craven, and currently we're providing care to over 400 older people. That's a whole community in itself, and the residents of the homes don't really know each other. The staff of the care homes don't really know each other. So we came together. The group is growing. We meet once a month because we know that social circles decrease as people grow older. You'll come across the odd individual who say, everybody's died. All their friends have passed. And living on their own at home, they may not have spoken to anybody in days. But for them to be able to, like Jane said, you know, come up to the luncheon club or be able to link with an outing that's going on, or if they do come into long-term care, be able to build new friendships and grow that circle again. We know how important our friends are to our emotional well-being.
You've got a particular event coming up in June later on this year. Tell me about that. I hear it's going to be quite an exciting one.
We are hoping so. Yep. So the care homes, the Craven, we're actually called Craven Proactive Care Homes. The proactive being. We want to be active and we want to do something, you know, about it. We're hosting an event. It's going to be held at the Rendezvous Hotel, who have been incredibly supportive in providing us with their ballroom. It's going to be a 1950s tea dance. So we're at the moment planning for our entertainment music. We're hoping to have a band. But that event, we've got opportunity for up to 200 people to come along. So we're really excited about it.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to that. We'll put some details on our website as well, strayfm.com, for when we've got a bit more sorted with that one. Just before we go, if somebody wants to get in touch, maybe they want to join in, maybe they want to, maybe they would potentially become a resident of one of your care homes, what is the best way for them to get in touch?
So the best thing really is to just get in touch with the home. I'm always a great advocate of, if you can, just pitch up. It is always the best way to get a really good idea of what the home is like. No home should have to book somebody in and put airs and graces on when they come round. It's a home, it's an environment that you should just be able to walk into and get that feel of what's really going on.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. Jane, thank you so much. And we'll put lots of details as well at strayfm.com. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.